Sport Radar approved to operate under UAE Commercial Gaming Framework. Sport Radar has been authorized to operate under the United Arab Emirates' new commercial gaming regime. The company said the license, granted by the federal government's General Commercial Gaming Regulatory Authority, GCGRA, takes effect immediately and permits Sport Radar to supply its data, integrity, and betting technology products to licensed operators in the UAE market. UAE approval and market impact. The GCGRA approval marks another step in the UAE's fast-moving rollout of a regulated commercial gaming sector. Sport Radar, a Switzerland-headquartered sports data and technology provider, will be able to deploy its AI-driven analytics, real-time integrity monitoring tools, and betting platforms to partners operating under the new framework. A GCGRA statement accompanying the announcement described the license as part of the authority's wider effort to ensure that international suppliers meet local technical and integrity standards before entering the market. Our regulatory approach is designed to balance market access with robust consumer protection and integrity safeguards, the authority said. Karsten Korrell, Chief Executive Officer of Sport Radar, welcomed the green light. "We are pleased to be authorized to operate in the UAE. This approval allows us to support licensed operators with proven integrity systems and advanced data services that protect sport and improve the customer experience. We look forward to working closely with regulators and local partners to ensure responsible, secure deployment of our technology across the Emirates," he said. Sport Radar joins a growing roster of international suppliers now cleared to operate in the UAE, including Aristocrat, Light and Wonder, Novomatic, International Game Technology, IGT, EQL Games, Scientific Games, Fenica Gaming, TCS John Huxley, Konami Gaming, Pollard Banknote, Randon State and YOLO Groups, Hub 88, and Live 88. To date, Wynn Al Marjan remains the only license holder for land-based gaming facilities, while The Game is the sole licensed lottery operator. Industry players expect the entrance of major data and technology providers to accelerate commercial product launches and give licensed operators more options for risk management, odds generation, and integrity controls. Sport Radar has highlighted its capacity to detect and help prevent match fixing through pattern analysis and anomaly detection, capabilities that regulators have emphasized as priorities for new market participants. Regional market outlook and next steps. The license comes as Sport Radar reports continued commercial momentum across 2025. The company said it posted a 17% year-on-year increase in first quarter revenue and sustained double-digit growth into the second quarter. It also moved to expand its services through a proposed acquisition of IMG Arena from Endeavor Holdings for $125 million. The deal received approval from the UK Competition and Markets Authority in October 2025 after a review conducted over the summer. Independent analysts said the UAE approvals are likely to speed international suppliers' regional strategies. The UAE's licensing program is shifting international suppliers from regulatory pilot phases to operational partnerships, said Sarah Whitaker, a senior analyst at H2 Gambling Capital. For data and integrity firms like Sport Radar, market entry means deeper integration with operators and a stronger role in day-to-day risk management and product design. Regulatory scrutiny will remain intense as the framework moves from licensing to enforcement. The GCGRA has signaled it will monitor market conduct closely and requires licensees to meet technical, anti-money laundering, and responsible gaming standards. Operators and suppliers will need to demonstrate ongoing compliance as the market scales. Looking ahead, Sport Radar's UAE license expands the company's footprint in the Middle East and creates a platform for Repartnerships with regional operators and rights holders. Whether the approval spurs rapid commercial rollouts will depend on operator strategies, venue and retail deployment plans, and how the GCGRA phases additional operator licenses across the Emirates. For stakeholders tracking the market, the new approvals underline a broader trend. Regulators in the Gulf are moving quickly to convert policy into live, regulated commercial markets, and international technology providers are positioning themselves to capture early opportunities while meeting heightened integrity and compliance demands.